sweet-talk him and relieve him of a bow and arrows that are actually miraculous.
Did you never hear, son, about Philoctetes? About the snake bite he got at the shrine when the first fleet was voyaging to Troy? And then the way he broke out with a sore and was marooned under commander's orders? Let me tell you, son, the way they abandoned me. The sea and the sea swell had me all worn out, so I dozed and fell asleep under a rock down on the shore. And there and then, just like that, they headed off, and they were delighted. And the only thing they left me was a bundle of old rags. Someday, I want them all to waken up the way I did that day. Imagine, son, the bay all empty, the ships all disappeared. Absolute loneliness. Nothing there except the beat of the waves in the beat of my raw wound.
The bow is like a god itself. I feel this urge to touch it, for its virtue venerated. Can I hold it in my hands?
If you can't hold it, child, then who else can? From now on, what's mine is yours.
I want to take it, but I don't want to go beyond the bounds of what is allowed.
You are allowed, son. Your natural reverence gives you the light. You've brought back sunlight here. You've lit the world, and now I'm fit to see a way home to my father and my friends. I was under the heel of enemies, but you raised me up above them. You, of all men, have the right to hold Philoctetes' bone. What's mine is yours. You gave to me, I give to you. You and you alone can tell the worlds you touched this weapon, and the reason why is the reason I got it from Hercules in the first place.